Today we're building one of the most useful little atmosphere tricks in jungle and old school DNB, a tape hiss bed that feels like pirate radio, late night cassette capture, and gritty underground broadcast energy all at once. This is not just random noise sitting in the background. We're making a proper FX layer that helps your intro feel alive, gives your transitions movement, and adds that worn, smoky, old school character that makes jungle and early rollers hit different. We'll do it in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and I'll keep it beginner friendly. By the end, you'll have a hiss layer that feels controlled, musical, and ready to sit under breaks, pads, bass teases, and breakdowns without wrecking the mix. First, create a dedicated track for this atmosphere. Name it something like hiss/radio bed. Keeping it separate is important, because in drum and bass, you want to be able to automate, mute, and shape your atmosphere without touching your drums or bass. For the sound source, the easiest route is operator. Load operator onto a MIDI track and use the noise source. If you already have a hiss sample, that can work too, but noise in operator is great for learning, because it's clean, flexible, and easy to loop. Start with the noise level low. Really low. In the full mix, this should be felt more than heard at first. A good starting point is somewhere around -18 to -24 dB relative to your drums. If it feels too obvious on its own, that's usually a sign it's too loud. Now we shape it into something that feels like radio, not just digital white noise. Add EQ 8 after the noise source. This is where the raw hiss turns into atmosphere. High pass it to remove any low-end rumble. A range around 250 to 400 Hz is a good start. Then, if it feels harsh, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. That area can get sharp fast, especially in DNB where the hats and snares already live there. If it still sounds too bright or modern, add a low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. The goal here is simple. Keep the hiss in the upper range, but don't let it fight your cymbals, hats, or snare top. If your drums start sounding thin or painful, your hiss is probably too bright or too loud. Next, add auto filter. This is where the hiss starts feeling alive instead of static. Set it to low pass if you want a softer tape bed vibe, or band pass if you want a tighter radio static feel. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, and keep resonance low, around 0.2 to 0.4. Now automate that filter slowly over 8 or 16 bars. Open it gradually in the intro. Maybe close it a bit during a drop if the mix gets busy. Reopen it in a breakdown so the atmosphere blooms again. This kind of movement is huge in jungle, because it makes the track feel like it's coming in on a weak signal or a worn dub plate rather than a perfectly clean studio bounce. If you want a little motion, without drawing a bunch of automation, you can also use very subtle LFO-style movement. But for a beginner, manual automation is the safest and clearest way to start. Now let's add some instability. Drop in chorus ensemble after the filter. Keep it subtle. You do not want shiny chorus. You want just enough movement to suggest worn tape, loose circuitry, or a slightly unstable radio feed. Try a slow rate, a small amount, and a very light dry/wet mix. Think barely there. If you hear the chorus as a strong effect, back it off. The best atmosphere often works because you notice the feeling, not because you hear the device. If you want even more haunted instability, you can experiment later with frequency shifter, but keep that very gentle. For now, chorus ensemble is the beginner-friendly move. After that, add saturator. This is where the hiss starts feeling like it belongs to an actual old signal chain. Use just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Saturation helps the noise sit with the breaks and pads and gives it a slightly older, rougher texture. If you want a dirtier pirate radio edge, you could also try Redux, but be careful. It's easy to go from authentic grit to ugly digital fizz very fast. For now, subtle is the mission. We want age, not destruction. Now let's make sure the stereo image works. Add utility at the end of the chain. You can widen the hiss a bit, maybe around 110 to 150%, so it feels immersive. This is especially useful in intros and breakdowns, because it frames the drums and opens up space around the center. A good check here is to temporarily collapse the width to zero, and see what happens. If the hiss disappears completely, that's not automatically bad, because this is an atmospheric layer. But if you hear weird facey problems, reduce the chorus or back off the width. That said, keep the low end out of this completely. Hiss should live above the foundation of the track. The kick, sub, and main snare should stay clean and central. Now comes the fun part. Automation. This is where the hiss becomes a real arrangement tool instead of a looped sound. Automate the track volume, filter cutoff, width, and maybe a little saturation or chorus if you want extra movement. For an intro, start quiet and filtered, then slowly bring it up over 8 to 16 bars. Right before the drop, open the filter a bit or lift the level slightly to create anticipation. Then, once the drop hits, tuck it back a little so the drums land harder. A really effective drum and bass move is this. Let the hiss come forward in the intro, then thin it out during the drop, then bring it back for the breakdown. That contrast makes the track feel bigger everywhere. Here's a simple arrangement idea. In the first 8 bars, keep the hiss low and filtered. As the section progresses, slowly brighten it and raise it a little. In the last 2 to 4 bars before the drop, let it feel like the station is coming into focus. Then at the drop, reduce it a few dB or close the filter slightly so the drums feel heavier and more direct. In the breakdown, open it back up and maybe widen it a touch more. That approach works really well in jungle because the atmosphere can hide edits and help section changes feel smooth. A small rise in hiss can cover a loop point or make a break change feel less abrupt. It's like air pressure changing around the arrangement. If your track is more old school and break-led, you can let the hiss be a little more audible, because the break already provides a lot of texture. If your bass line is heavier and more mid-range forward, you may want to carve out a little more around 2 to 6 kHC so the bass can breathe. You can also use a very light compressor or glue compressor to sidechain the hiss gently to the kick or snare. Nothing dramatic, just enough so the atmosphere dips slightly when the drums hit. That keeps the groove punchy and stops the hiss from smearing the transients. If your mix still feels too clean, try layering a second noise source underneath. One layer can be broad and soft, while another can be darker and narrower. That can make the texture feel more like a real broadcast signal and less like a single loop. And here's an important mindset tip. Think in air pressure, not just noise. The best hiss bed feels like the track is sitting inside a room, inside a transmission, inside a damaged tape machine. If you mute it and the intro suddenly feels flat, you're probably in the right zone. Let's talk about common mistakes quickly. The first one is making the hiss too loud. If you're constantly aware of it, it's probably too high in the mix. The best version is the one you miss when it's muted, but don't obsess over while it's playing. The second mistake is leaving too much top end. That can make the whole track tiring. Use EQ to tame that brightness if needed. The third mistake is letting it fight the hats and snare tops. If the drum detail disappears, carve more space or lower the level. The fourth is not automating it. Static noise gets boring fast. Movement is what makes it feel musical. Now for a quick pro tip. Reference the intro, not the whole song. This kind of effect is usually judged best in the first 8 to 16 bars, because that's where it sets the mood. If the intro feels like a real pirate radio moment, you've done the job. Once you like the sound, save the whole chain as a preset or put it in an audio effect rack with macros. A few useful macros would be hiss level, filter open, width, and grit. That way you can reuse it for jungle intros, smoky rollers, dublate breakdowns, and dark radio-style transitions without rebuilding it every time. For homework, I want you to make 3 versions of this atmosphere. One cleaner pirate radio version, one dusty cassette jungle version, and one wider, more worn broadcast roller version. Keep the low end fully removed in all of them, automate the filter in each, and audition them against a break and a bass line. The best one should make the track feel like it belongs in a real pirate radio mix. So that's the move. Build the hiss with stock Ableton devices. Keep it filtered and controlled. Add subtle movement and width, and automate it like part of the song. Do that right, and your intros and breakdowns will instantly feel more like proper jungle and old school DNB energy, and less like a clean demo.